Sports Interview with Anne Liguori is brought to you by Travelers. Travelers, it's better under the umbrella. And by Tourism Ireland. Ireland is open and ready to welcome you back. World-class courses, celebrated links, spectacular scenery, rich culture, and the warmest of welcomes await. Now is the time to get back to the things that matter most. Now is the time for Ireland. Press the green button and start planning at ireland.com/golf. You're heading to your tea time, or maybe you're already out there. Obviously, listening to the show while you're hitting the ball, right? Just back from an exciting golf adventure in Ireland, and Jack Milko, golf writer for SB Nation, also joined in the fun, and he joins us now. Hey, welcome to the show.
Hi, Anne. Pleasure to be talking with you once again after a memorable week in the Emerald Isle. Thanks so much for having me on this beautiful Sunday morning back in the city.
I know, back in the States, like from across the pond. So what about this Irish golf trip? What impressed you the most?
What impressed me the most? You know, that's a great question. I've been thinking a lot about this over the last 12 hours on our trip back. And, you know, if anybody ever gets a chance to go to Ireland, the one thing that always strikes out the most are the hospitality of the Irish people. Everybody welcomes you with open arms. It feels like you're going back home. Everybody's so friendly, so nice, and so welcoming. And, you know, I go back to what we from the people we met at County Louth on our first day there. And we were talking about how nice everybody is in Ireland. And somebody said, well, we're like this every day. And it's true. They are like this every day, because after each of the 5 days we spent there, everybody from all these different golf courses and places and restaurants and bars and all these different spots we went to, everybody was just so nice, so welcoming. And that's a testament to how much I appreciate the Irish culture and how friendly they really are.
Oh, my gosh. The hospitality is really second to none, for sure. And you played with a member at County Louth, and that makes it even more special, right?
I did. Michael, the captain of the gentleman at County Louth, was spectacular, a great player in his own right, about a 3 handicap, and really took me to the cleaners. But he was showing us all these different spots on the golf course, where to hit, where Shane Lowry made his move on Sunday when he won as an amateur back in 2009. Talking about all these different facets of the golf course. You know, it's amazing, at least specifically for County Louth, they have 1,500 members. And you don't have those numbers here in the States. But another cool thing I loved about Louth is its dedication and commitment to junior golf. You look around all over the golf course, you see kids everywhere, families everywhere. And it was really cool to hear Michael's perspective about the golf course and how much it is. It continues to grow, and it will continue to grow because of its commitment to the youth level.
Right, but even though they have that many members, we never waited ever, on any of these golf courses, so it's not overcrowded. I mean, they space out the tee times enough where, you know, you're not feeling like you're waiting forever. And but you mentioned a key word, accessibility, and over there, and you see so many young kids. In fact, the first time I ever went to Ardglass a long time ago, that Rory McIlroy grew up, you know, he obviously grew up in Hollywood near there, but he played Ardglass a lot and obviously has inspired just a whole generation of young talent over there. And the first time I went there were so many young people out there. And it's, you know, I called them little Rorys, right? They all just wanted to be Rory. And Rory's coach, Michael Bannon, he grew up playing Ardglass, and he is still a member there. So, yes, I mean, there's always been great accessibility, very affordable, but it just seems like more so, certainly than here, just kids just grow up playing golf there. It's affordable. There's courses everywhere. And it's like something you do in your culture when you're very, very young. I know in our country, more juniors are getting into the game, you know, from all different kind of backgrounds. But over there, it's just something you do when you are old enough to hold a golf club, right? You just learn how to play golf. And that's why for such a small country, they've turned up so many great golfers.
You absolutely hit the nail on the head there. And of the 5 golf courses we played, there were just kids everywhere. And I love seeing it. You know, I've been really fortunate to be able to play this wonderful game since I was young. And the best part about golf is you will play for your entire life. I often think of my grandfather, who at 87 years old still goes out and plays 18 holes 3 days a week. And I had the good fortune to be able to still play with him. And you can play from as young as five all the way up until your last days. That's the beauty of this game. And Ireland does a great job of ensuring its youth that has those opportunities. It's just amazing. Amazing to see all the kids running around playing, pushing bags that are bigger than them. It was just, that was one of my favorite parts of the week.
Right. And just seeing, it's just a natural kind of passion for them, you know, from mm-hmm. a very early age. So, you know, we started in Dublin, County Louth and Sea Point, but you know, the sheer number of courses around Dublin, it's always very impressive to me. You know, I played the Island Club years ago, Portmarnock. You have Royal Dublin. You have Druids Glen. You have outside, further south, you have the European Club, a very challenging links course. Padre Carrington and a lot of pros go there often to prepare for an Open Championship. Mount Juliet, a course called Ross Clare, the K Club, where the Ryder Cup was played, and they just hosted the Irish Open there last year. You know, there's just so many different courses right in Dublin, but it's nice to kind of get away and get up north to Northern Ireland as well. What did you think of Ardglass? What a spectacular just venue for golf, Ardglass Golf Club. I mean, it's just so dramatic.
Ardglass is one of the most beautiful places I've ever been. I mean, I will never forget pulling in and seeing this castle. It was almost like something out of the medieval movie. And you get into the parking lot and you see this castle is the clubhouse. And I have to say that first tee shot is the most intimidating tee shot I've ever faced in my life. You've got the Irish Sea to your left. The castle clubhouse is right behind you. So you have everybody watching. And it looks like you just have a narrow strip of grass to land your tee shot on. Granted, it's a short 340-yard par four up the hill, but it also makes things a little more difficult when you've got a 25-mile-an-hour prevailing wind in your face. But just a spectacular golf course. Every single hole so memorable. We actually had Daniel, who, as you mentioned earlier in the show, Paul, the pro at Ardglass, his brother, looping for us. He was fantastic, giving us all this great insight. Knowledge about the course, and that is a golf course that I encourage everybody who is taking a trip to Ireland to play, because the topography, the vistas, and the routing is spectacular. And what I'm really excited for Ardglass is they continue to make improvements. And so I'm excited to go back and see how their new par, it's going to be the 16th hole is going to be a par five, currently a par four, but they're making some renovations. They also have a couple of new holes, but what also amazed me about this golf course is you could not tell that these were new golf holes. It feels like they've been there for 100 years, and that's something really special for that golf course.
Good point. The 10th hole went from a par three to a par four, and this they put in on the 17th. There's a brand new par three there because there's mm-hmm. a house on the left that used to get just pummeled by golf balls when it was a par four. I mean, you can see dents in like the structure of it. And so they basically turned it into a brand new hole, a par three, which is stunning, so that house came out of play, which I thought
so
was
funny,
great.
Right?
But there is a huge golf development plan going on there. And Paul Vaughn, the director of golf operations and the head pro, does a great job there. And then, of course, we get up to Royal County Down and Kevin Whitson, who has been the head pro there for 30 years. He will be stepping down after the Irish Open after this season. And boy, what a championship links course, Royal County Down. What were your thoughts about playing Royal County Down, Jack? I mean, was that spectacular or what?
I think Royal County Down is the most beautiful course I've ever played. It is also the most challenging course I've ever played. It was impossible. And Anne, I had the great fortune of playing alongside you at Royal County Down. And we lost a lot of golf balls.
Hey, speak for yourself.
But yes, exactly.
You have to have a good caddy who kind of helps you out a little bit sometimes, giving you a better lie, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely. Absolutely, right. But no, Royal County Down, that is a place that I will hold near and dear to my heart forever. And genuinely one of the most spectacular places I've ever been. And, you know, I am so excited to watch the Irish Open in September, because I think Royal County Down is really going to test the pros. And even our caddy Kyle said, he goes, I don't know if many guys are going to be under par. And I envision Royal County Down playing similarly to how Royal Troon played at the Open this year with those crazy conditions. Even Kyle remarked how the conditions in September aren't great. And we experienced that firsthand. We saw the weather come right down from the Mourne Mountains and blanket us with some rain and wind over the first couple holes. And that really added to the challenge of the golf course. But that's Irish golf right there.
Yeah, I mean, we had 5 seasons in a day on that course. That was probably the worst weather we had. But yet, you know, the rain comes and then all of a sudden the sun comes out and you get wet and then you get dry. And, you know, it's just that's the elements there. If you're in Ireland, Scotland, you know, England, that's what you're dealing with. And you know, Northern Ireland's pride for Rory McIlroy is so obvious, so much so that there are framed sketchings of him in each bathroom in the guest rooms at Slieve Donard Hotel. And I just thought that was really an interesting touch. They just adore, why wouldn't they? Rory from that area obviously grew up there. Having, you know, this sketching of him in the bathroom, in the hotel room was pretty funny. But anyway, real quick, because we only have a few, you know, few more minutes here, and I want to get to so many other stories. But, you know, the Olympics, let's switch quickly to the Olympics. How do you, you know, the men start this Thursday, the women's tournament is a week from Thursday. How do you feel about golf in the Olympics, Jack, and about the format?
I love how golf is back in the Olympics. I think it certainly holds a place in the Olympics. It'll be fun to see these men and women play Le Golf National, which is where the 2018 Ryder Cup was held. I do hope in the future, and I believe there's been discussions about this for 2028 at LA, which Riviera will host, about incorporating a team event. I think team play certainly has a role in the sport, as we see in the Ryder Cup, President's Cup, and even on Live Golf, some of their teams. But it'd be really cool to have a team component, whether it's a team match play format somehow or team stroke play. That would be cool because right now it's just like a regular old PGA Tour event with 60 players, 72-hole stroke play. And it would be cool to see the Olympics differentiate themselves somewhat and create much more of a national unity amongst the team in the future.
I agree. I think it has to be different than most PGA and LPGA tour events. I'm not a big fan of team play in LIV, but at the Olympics, where you do represent your country, and everybody's so proud to qualify, those who qualify to represent their country, and I just think it would be just, you know, more indicative of what the Olympics is all about if there was a team competition rather than, you know, an individual competition. And then I also wanted to ask you, Jack, about, you know, player of the year. Obviously, Scottie Scheffler having a magical season. Xander Schauffele winning 2 major championships and trying to repeat as gold medalist. What, if you had to pick, you know, right now, who would be your player of the year, Scottie Scheffler or Xander Schauffele?
Right now, I'm leaning Scottie. But, Ann, as you said earlier in your show, if Xander wins the gold medal this week, I think it's his. And now we've got a really cool little rivalry here to talk about over the course of the next week. And what if Scottie or Xander, neither of them win this week? Then we kind of have a storyline developing throughout the FedEx Cup playoffs in August to see who comes out on top at the end of the year because both players have been so spectacular. My goodness, Xander has really launched himself into a whole different stratosphere by winning 2 majors, both of which have came so quickly at the blink of an eye. He goes from being the best player on the planet to not winning a major to all of a sudden he's right up there with Scottie Scheffler and Jon Rahm winning 2. So it'll be a unique storyline to follow this week. But as you said earlier, I completely agree with you. If Xander wins the gold medal this week, I think the scale tips in his favor.
Sports Interview with Ann Liguori is brought to you by Travelers. Travelers, it's better under the umbrella. And by Tourism Ireland. Ireland is open and ready to welcome you back. World-class courses, celebrated links, spectacular scenery, rich culture, and the warmest of welcomes await. Now is the time to get back to the things that matter most. Now is the time for Ireland. Press the green button and start planning at ireland.com/golf.